USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Former Vice President Joe Biden formally accepted the Democratic nomination for President of the United States, assuming the mantle of a party standard bearer more than 30 years after his first presidential run.
It's time for us, for we the people, to come together. I'm a proud Democrat, and I'll be proud to carry the banner of our party into the general election. So it's with great honor and humility I accept this nomination for President of the United States of America.
Biden's speech in Delaware came on the fourth and last day of the Democratic National Convention that was unlike any party gathering in history. Forced to scrap in-person events amid the coronavirus pandemic, the convention was carried out virtually with a slew of speeches and performances over the course of the nights. The Republican National Convention is next week. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
President Donald Trump's former chief strategist Steve Bannon was pulled from a luxury yacht and arrested on allegations that he and three associates ripped off donors trying to fund a southern border wall. The organizers of the We Build the Wall group portrayed themselves as eager to help the president build a big, beautiful barrier along the U.S.-Mexican border, as he promised during the 2016 campaign. They raised more than $25 million and pledged that 100% of the money would be used for the project. Hours after his arrest, Bannon pled not guilty during an appearance at a Manhattan federal court. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, one of Vladimir Putin's fiercest critics, is now in a coma at a Siberian hospital, the victim of what his allies say appears to be poisoning engineered by the Kremlin. Navalny's organization is now scrambling to make arrangements to transfer him to Germany for treatment. The 44-year-old fell ill on a flight back to Moscow after drinking tea, which they now say was poisoned. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Children have even been under stress due to the coronavirus, and with more details on that, here's USA's Tim Berg.
For most parents, to say the COVID-19 pandemic has been stressful would be a dramatic understatement. The combination of financial pressure, loss of child care, and health concerns is exceedingly challenging for many families. New research from the CDC says young children are experiencing 3 to 5-fold increases in self-reported anxiety and depression symptoms. Megan Leahy is a parenting coach, mom of three, and Washington Post parenting columnist. She has some advice for parents on how to handle talking about COVID-19 with their kids.
So much is out of our hands. I would encourage every family to just stay age-appropriate and honest with their kids, which is pretty much, there is this virus out there, and or you can call it like a really bad cold, because little kids get what a cold is, and we need to keep everybody safe. So we are going to learn from home for now.
Thousands of Puerto Ricans got a second chance to vote for the first time a week after delayed and missing ballots marked the original primaries in a blow to the United States territory's democracy. More than 60 of the island's 110 precincts were finally able to open after a recent U.S. Supreme Court decision that stated a second round of voting would take place at those centers. Listen online anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.